What are you teaching your children about money? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Many of the financial issues today result from ignoring God's Word. Homes that fail to instill basic values or biblical stewardship actually teach false attitudes towards money. For example, borrowing. Psalm 37:21 says, "The wicked borrows, but does not pay back, but the righteous is generous and gives." We're to repay what's owed. Children should be taught to save for their needs, not borrow to get them. Trusting God to provide without borrowing money is a gift that you can model. Saving. Proverbs 21:20 says, "Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it." Easy credit is crippling today's society. Children should be taught the biblical and financial wisdom of saving for the future rather than relying on credit cards, family, friends, or the government. Hasty decisions. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who's hasty comes only to poverty." Small steps over a long period of time build a firm financial foundation. Teach your child to work toward a goal. When things are given without effort, then an expectation of that becomes a lifetime habit. Budgeting. Proverbs 13:18 reads, "Poverty and disgrace come to him who ignores instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is honored." Apply this lesson for your own personal good and your influence on the next generation. And if you need help, our budget coaching program can put you on the road to faithful stewardship. Just go to crown.org and click on the Get Help Now tab. Or if you have a heart of compassion and the desire to help others in this area, become a volunteer budget coach. We need your help to serve the growing demand. Just go to crown.org and learn how to get started.